Okay, well, this is a regular Board of Supervisors Union Township agenda meeting, May 13, 2020. And we'll start with the flags. We'll start with the flags. Go ahead.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Conduct roll call in attendance. Dennis Firestone.
Kerry McCreary.
Gary Longnecker.
Brett McFeeters.
Steve Shirk.
Paul Bannister.
Liz Kraus.
Okay, thank you. Public comments. Were there anybody sent any questions into your room at all?
No, I hadn't. Not received any questions.
Okay, thank you. Make a motion to approve the Lickdale Sewer meeting minutes. There was no meeting held in April, so being there was no meeting, there will be none. Have a motion for Lickdale Sewer financial report. April was there, apparently there was none for that as well. Is that correct?
Correct. There is a report, financial report, yes.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve that?
I'll make a motion to approve the financial report for April, sewer financial report.
No second.
The motion is second. Approve the Lickdale Sewer financial report for April. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Brent, you want to touch on that next item?
Yes. I needed to amend the Lickdale Sewer bill payable. I missed one check to Walters Environmental Service. It fell within the time frame that was listed as March 12th to April 8th. And that check was number 2479 for the amount of $2,920.75. So I would need to make an amendment to the bills payable of the last month.
We make a motion to approve that, Paul, since we're going to amend the...
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I make a motion to approve the amending of the bills payable for the Lickdale Sewer plan for the month of April.
I'll second it.
Got a motion to second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. I should probably put in there, is the amounts going from $43,511 to $72,5186. Motion carries. Do I have a motion to pay the Lickdale Sewer bills?
I make a motion to pay the Lickdale Sewer bills payable $35,805.15.
I'll second it.
The motion to second to pay the Lickdale Sewer bills payable for the May 13, 2020, $35,805.15. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I'll make a motion to approve the Board of Supervisors meeting minutes from April 8, 2020.
I'll second it.
Got a motion second approving the Board of Supervisors meetings from April 8, 2020. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Financial report. Make a motion to approve the financial report for the month of April 2020.
I'll second it.
Got a motion to second to approve the financial report for April 2020. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Mr. Weissnick is not with us. State Police monthly report is part of the packets. If anybody so desires to add them.
If I could add something, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
Dave Weissnick did give me a briefing and it is in your booklet. Basically, they're running at half capacity and they are still doing some training exercises, even with the event of COVID-19 going on. But that's basically the highlights that he gave me in his briefing.
Okay, thank you. Northern Lebanon Fire and Emergency Services, the reports available with handouts as well. Lifeline ambulance service reports available in the handouts as well. Planning Commission, Liz, you said there was no meeting held. There was no meeting held for Planning Commission for the month of April.
And for the month of May.
And for the month of May. And the zoning officer report, Liz?
I issued total of six permits totaling $911. We received $6,167.55 in reimbursement fees and $2,067.90 in final submission fees. Regarding zoning hearing board, case is 20-01 for a setback variance for a garage at 58 Racehorse Drive, and zoning hearing board case 20-02 for setback variances for a garage at 421 Jonestown Road. Both those zoning hearing board cases have been continued from May until June 22nd.
I have a question. There's something being built on Jonestown Road up past Maple Lane. Do you know what that is? Is that a garage? I mean, I know it's not the one at 421. This is probably the 600 block, 700.
I have to look off the top of my head. I can't tell you that. I remember.
It's not too far from where the old, where the scrap yard used to be. It goes where that car lies on Jonestown Road.
Which side of the road? Same side.
If you're heading west, it'd be on the right hand side. It's about four or five properties west of Maple Lane. I'm just curious as to what they were doing. It looks to me like it's going to be a garage and a couple cubes of 8-inch block there.
I could have issued a permit, but off the top of my
head. That's all right. Hopefully they did get one.
Right. And if they didn't, I'll find out. Check it.
Okay.
All right.
Brent, road foreman report.
Yes, the guys, we installed the pipe at Newman's Lane now, that's been done. We did the widening at Silvertown, which has been paved. And we also did the work on the widening at Huckleberry Road. The guys are mowing at this point in time. And that's, we have some work being done tomorrow out here at the downspouts. We got to drill holes in the inlets and raise them because of the storm that we had last week. The water wasn't able to get out of the downspout. So we're going to have that prepared tomorrow, and that's pretty much where we're at right now.
Well, while you're talking, I was talking to Scott Wright, and he mentioned something about drilling some holes over at the sewer plant.
Yes.
Into
the vault.
Yeah, you know what that is?
Yes. So in the vault, you have some valves that are in the lower section, and right now, the person would have to come open and open the vault to get in, which is about 30 feet deep. This would allow them to drill holes in the top of the vault, which they would seal, but it would be a hand crank that they could stand on top of the vault to open and close those valves.
So, deviating the avenue down.
Correct. Now, it's in the event with the clarifiers and different things because of our plant by the flows. We don't have enough flow yet to run both clarifiers. And my understanding is there's a process that needs to be done in order to keep the pumps acclimated. So that would be the idea that they would draw, it's like an inch and a half hole, I think Dusty said, in the top, and then they'll run the rod down with a turn handle that they can adjust the valves from being on top of the vault rather than being inside the vault. Now, they still will have to go into the vault maybe once a month versus, or maybe once a week versus every day.
Okay. Do you have any questions about that? Carrie?
No. No, I don't want to get
Is that it, Brent?
Yes.
Okay. Steve?
There was no street occupancy or driveway permits issued since the last meeting. The pipeline, I think they're wrapping up their restoration work, and I expect that they would remove their yard on Wolf Lane, their laydown yard. Then they would likely be asking for that remaining $75,000 deposit to be refunded. Assuming there's no road damage, we'll have to make sure that they didn't do anything. I'll check with Brian on that. Quartermaster Road Culvert, they didn't finish the paving on Monday, and I believe they did the line striping today, and they sealed the joints. There wasn't, with that heavy rain we had a couple weeks ago, there was a washout adjacent to the upstream head wall. I looked at the pictures. Initially, I was going to have to fix it with riprap, but then when I looked at it closer, it appears they may not have put the erosion liner there that we had called for and seeded it. So They're going to come back next week and fix that. And that would be under contract, that repair. So we'll have them do that. And then I would expect next month they'll be asking for final payment on the retainer. Silvertown Road Culverts, that job is done. And looks like the grass is growing. The final report went into the Conservation District to get your $115,000 reimbursement from the Dirt Gravel Low Volume Road Maintenance Fund. Brent told me that that is in process, so you should be getting that soon.
Yes, and I just talked to Stephanie today. We did get half that money up front, which is around $115,000. We got half of that up front before the project started, and she just informed me the check went in the mail today, so we should be getting that shortly.
Did this project come in under that?
Over.
It was a bit over, but it wasn't much.
I think it was like 130. Oh, okay. And we got 115.
I think 115 was the maximum you were going to get.
Yeah.
Regardless of what.
Right.
Still not paid.
No. So I would recommend you go ahead and approve final payment to A.H. Moyer, $7,040.85.
Any other questions? Gary?
You know, I
make the motion we make the final payment to A.H. Moyer for $7,040.85.
I'll second it.
Make a motion and a second authorizing payment to be released for $7,040.85 to A.H. Moyer. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Ridge Road bridge replacement. We did receive the bonding and insurances, and the agreements were signed. I sent the notice to proceed letter. The notice to proceed contractually basically tells Custer they're to start. They had actually started before that with submittals and everything, but that was issued on April 28th. We had a pre-construction meeting on Monday morning. Custer will be mobilizing and starting demolition activities within the next 3 weeks. The reason they're not doing it right now is they don't have the culvert yet. That's still being fabricated at Lane. They don't want to demo it and then have to pump the stream until they're ready to kind of take it in a sequence. So I know everybody's anxious to get that done, and they will start as soon as they have confirmation of when they're going to get that product delivered.
It's nice when it's done, but at least we're not to worry about school buses and stuff at this point.
Right, correct. But I understand it's a major inconvenience for the folks that live out there. Everybody's going to try to do everything they can to get it done as quickly as possible. I am recommending you issue payment to them in the amount of $5,157. That covers their bonding and insurances. I had asked them to submit a pay application on Monday.
Questions?
No, I make a motion we make a payment of $5,157 to Custer Excavating.
I'll second.
Motion second, authorizing payment to Custer for $5,157. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
For the three paving projects, the road overlays, the oil and chip, and the parking lot out here, we've received all the required bonding insurances for those three contracts. Those contracts were signed. And I do have a meeting next Tuesday at 9 a.m. here at the parking lot with Ronnie C. Falk to go over the parking lot job. Both Pensy and Martin Paving have the various projects on their schedules. They haven't given me a date yet as to when they're going to start, but I will keep in touch with them. And if I don't hear anything in the next several weeks, I'll reach out to them to find out what their schedule is, because I'm going to give you guys plenty of notice. We plan to do walkthroughs with both contractors on those road jobs so that we make sure we don't miss anything. And last item, the PennDOT Greenlight Go project. You did authorize us to move ahead at the last meeting. I wrote this report before I got this email. Well, Brent got an email this morning. PennDOT's placed the project on hold. It's my understanding that they've placed any project that hasn't gone into design or construction on hold due to the budgetary unknowns associated with COVID.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's gonna, it could be they're just gonna delay it until they have certainty as to what's happening with the budget. It could be they'll just delay us a couple years. I don't know, we'll see what happens.
That's kind of what Mr. Ball explained to me, was the fact that They just want to see where their funding is once this COVID-19 settles down. So it could be a matter that we're going to still get it, but they might push it back a year. It could be a matter that we don't get it. He wasn't sure, but he just wanted to reach out to us and let us know that there's a possibility that it might not happen.
You're not the only one that got that, because my colleague at ELA Group, who does a lot of our traffic, he got the same email for projects he's working on. So I don't have it on my report, but Brent and I looked at it. Maybe it's on the agenda, Brent, the Ridge Road culvert.
No, I did not.
Brent, when we after the previous structure meeting, we went to look at a culvert on Ridge Road. I'm not sure what the address is there, but it's an area which you see a lot of frequent flooding on, and Brent just wanted to bring it up and see if it's something that you want to pursue.
That's where we had the flooding there at Yori's Carry that we looked at. Presently, it has two metal barrels, two culverts that are side by side. What happens, it's a pretty flat area, it has a big span, and then as the water rises, it brings debris in, and then it clogs them up. The debris gets caught in the middle of the pipes, and it restricts the flow, then which, of course, overtops the road. I was talking to Steve, Carrie was out there the other night when we were out. It looks like it might be, if we do anything, it would probably need to be a structure like we did over at Silvertown, where it's a box culvert, low profile, because there's not a high elevation there.
The south end one.
With width. So it's just something that we ought to look at. I mean, obviously not right now because we're replacing the bridge, but I've been here 2 years, and this is like the third or fourth time that it has flooded since I've been here. So it's something.
Is that on the turn there, Gordon?
Yeah, it's probably something we ought to look at. And again, I know we're fixing and we're spending a lot of money, but we are fixing the bridge at Ridge Road. This isn't something I'm looking to do right now, but it's something we ought to consider.
Well, you've been there, Gary. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. There's something that has to be addressed. Maybe not right this moment, but
it's sure is.
No, not while we're doing that bridge. I think we ought to at least get something in place that we can do, get an idea of what it's going to cost and how long it's going to take to do it.
Right, because we're definitely going to need a permit for that. And Steve, you know, I don't think we're going to be as fortunate as we were to get the bridge permit for Ridge Road Bridge. I mean, Steve knows as well, it's going to be a process probably. That's definitely going to be a
probably permit. Probably
will be next year. I mean, if we want to look at it or we really want to consider doing that, maybe we could give him the go ahead to get started on the permit process if you guys are really going to consider that. And at least they could get that part started, and then next year maybe we could get it on our...
Once you get a permit, I should point out, the permit never expires. You have it and you can, as long as you don't change the scope of work for which you've applied for the permit,
right.
It's pretty much good indefinitely. Now, if you have a PINDI, a Pennsylvania International Adversity Inventory clearance, that's good for 2 years, so you might have to update that, but the permit itself is good.
Right.
I would say that's the lowest spot in that whole area. Water comes from both sides. The west probably more than the east.
Yeah.
Just by what we've seen that night. So
yeah.
I would say we should get moving on that.
And it was pretty wide too. It was probably about 40 feet when we were out there, and it was probably 3 or 4 inches over the road at that point. And it sounded like it was higher than that because
you can
grass
see
looked like it was pushed out even further. So it's definitely something that we ought to consider.
You want to go ahead and just do the permit process and at least get that?
Yeah, start the whole process and get it going. Yeah,
I agree. Could have been 2 years.
This is about a big farm out there.
Yeah,
close. And,
yes.
Bronpovich's old place.
Yeah. You need a motion for that, or just go ahead and do it?
I'd say do a motion that you're authorizing the design and permitting. Yeah.
But I make a motion that we authorize the design and permitting for the engineer for the culvert next to the Ridge Road Bridge area.
I'll second it.
Got a motion to second authorizing the engineer to do the permitting design for the culvert next to Ridge Road Bridge. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
That's all I had, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
What would you say, Stephen, a typical, you think it'll take a year to get that permit? I mean, we're in May now, so.
No, I don't think it'll take a year.
Okay.
If Unless there's like a, unless we have like a bat issue or something that.
Yeah.
Bog turtle.
Pigs. There's pigs. We know there's pigs back there. I don't know about that.
How do you know the pig issue?
If all goes according, if all goes, you know, the traditional without any complications, you know, we can have it in 6 months. If it takes a turn and takes the long route, you know, it could be a year.
And then after that is when you decide what kind of structure goes in there, what would be best to place in there?
We'll do that now.
Okay.
We'll pretty much design a generic low profile box. What I'm thinking is it's going to be a generic low profile box culvert. One of several companies manufacture those, Lane or Contech, would manufacture something like that.
Well, the longest part of it is getting the permit, so that's kind of at least going to hold us up from moving forward.
Right. You get the permit, then you could see where you're at. If you're in a good position, put it in the budget for next year. If you're not in a good position, for whatever reason, you can delay it, you know, for a while. But like I said, it's indefinite, the permit, once you get it.
Ready?
Any questions?
No, thank you. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right. Could the minutes reflect that the public hearing regarding ordinance number 180 was called the order? Municipality's planning code requires that a public hearing occur before you adopt an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance. It has to be done pursuant to public notice. This adoption and public hearing was advertised on April 22nd and April 29th in accordance with the requirements of the municipality's planning code. This ordinance 180 will amend, it will essentially replace the current regulations in the Union Township zoning ordinance regarding the regulation of floodplains. It's required by federal law that you update your floodplains in order to reflect the most recent national flood insurance maps. So that's why we're doing it. No public here. I assume the public hasn't submitted any questions. Does the board want to make any statements or have any questions regarding this ordinance?
No, I think we got updated. You have to do it.
Yeah. Otherwise, people can't get flood insurance. Right. They have to do it, right.
I had one resident call, and they asked for a copy of the ordinance, which I gave to them today.
Oh, good.
And I showed them what looked like the difference between the existing flood map and the one that the county has online.
Right.
How their property looked, and their house wasn't affected either way.
Good. Okay, well, if there's no questions or any comments, then I would ask that the minutes reflect that the public hearing was closed and that the regular meeting was reconvened. And Mr. Chairman, I don't know if you want to call for a motion to adopt ordinance number 180. Now would be the time to do it.
I have a motion to approve ordinance 180.
I'll make a motion to approve the ordinance 180.
I'll second the motion.
A motion and a second, approving ordinance 180 for the floodplain revisions. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, we did receive from First Industrial for Logistics Park Phase 2. They did a deed of dedication, dedicating certain improvements related to Bordensville Road, dedicating those improvements to the township. That includes the portions of Bordensville Road that were widened, and a rain garden, and roadside swales, and infiltration trenches, and roadside stormwater conveyance system. A couple of those, another rain garden, and a stop sign located at the intersection of Bordensville Road and Old Forge Road. This has been duly executed by 78-81 Logistics Center LLC, who currently owns Logistic Park Phase 2 development there. So at this point, what you would need to do is just entertain a motion to accept the deed of dedication.
If
Mr. Chairman, before, this is what we had discussed about quarters ago about the two rain gardens mowing and maintaining.
Yeah.
You had some questions on that before you approved that?
Yeah, I have a question on those rain gardens. Do you know who's responsible for actually maintaining and cutting grass in those?
Union Township will be responsible.
Yes.
Why? I was always under the impression that the property owner would be responsible for maintaining them.
That's within the right of way. Within Union Township.
Oh, it is within our right of way.
Yeah.
That's that little one where you come on. Is the other one?
What's that?
It's two ones, two homes.
What's
the other one up there?
One's at the intersection.
Oh.
Yeah.
And one's pretty much right across from their main entrance.
I need you to send me something.
I'm
not sure which one they are either. If you would.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know you guys had talked about that last.
The good news is you don't really have to mow the bottoms of them.
Is that customary? Is it normal the property owner maintains those?
Not when it's in the township right away.
No, I understand that. This is normal right away, but normally.
Yeah, they have 16 basins on the property that they're maintaining.
Okay.
I believe these rain gardens were necessary because of the widening that was done. There was no other way to mitigate the runoff per the NPDES regulations. So that's part of the reason.
If it's in our right of way, I understand you answered my question. I'm just curious. I thought it would only probably would begin. There's nothing to do about that. So, okay.
I'll send you, man.
Steve, that other warehouse, that's empty. Is somebody going in that they got to make that road wider and for another driveway? Right?
Yeah.
Where's that at?
That plan is... Well, we didn't have a planning commission meeting, so they really couldn't advance the plan. But they did find out it's moving ahead.
Planning commission meeting 2 months.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so that's why.
They are moving ahead with it. I believe they have all of their DEP, so they don't need a permit for the culvert replacement. They did get their NPDES permit, so they're working on getting the additional bonding. I don't know if you've gotten that yet, Paul, or seen
from
it.
From who?
This would be for First Industrial for the driveway relocation.
No.
New driveway, I should say.
No, I did get the approved cost estimate last week and started work on the improvements agreement. And that should be going out soon. And I have had some conversations with Jim Knopka or whatever his name is.
It's coming. They were going to do a trailer storage area. They've more or less drop that from the plan. They're keeping it on there as future, but it's not really a part of these improvements. They'd have to do another plan, final plan, if they wanted to do that in the future, but it's just a driveway for now.
Let's go back before we get too far. Let's make the motion to approve the maintenance bond and deed dedication for the First Industrial Park Phase 2.
Good.
I made that motion.
I'll second it.
So the motion is second. The First Industrial Logistics Park Phase 2 maintenance bond deed of dedication. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Now we can go ahead and whatever else we're discussing after that.
Nothing else to discuss on it. Just aye.
Well, there is also an agreement for maintenance bonding. First Industrial has submitted a maintenance bond. This guarantees the improvements for 18 months from the date of acceptance. It's in the amount of $87,032. And this just means that if for some reason those improvements would go bad in the next 18 months, you could draw on that bond in order to repair or replace the improvements. So you just need to entertain a motion to approve the agreement for maintenance bonding for the road improvements.
Well, we had that in part of the maintenance bond and deed of dedication bill. Is that?
Did you have it on?
Yeah.
Include it in there?
Yeah, right. Me and Kerry, I'm motion Kerry second.
Oh, okay, I didn't hear that. Okay, yeah. Good.
So that was part of it. So it was
fine.
It was all one motion, okay.
That's fine, that's good. All right, that's all I have. I know we've got the got all the stuff back from Mr. Cassidy. I know that's a sewer matter, but
that's done.
That's done.
You think?
So, we think. Thank you. Yeah. So I don't know if Jim Dark is going to let go, but yeah. So I think we're good.
Right.
That's correct.
Yeah. Probe is at hand. For weeks, so I guess.
Probe is at hand. Don't put that in the minutes.
It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah, the probe is in hand, and we got all the documents back, right?
Correct. And Dusty was here when these were delivered, so we're good to go.
And your understanding is it went well.
It went well.
Didn't take long.
Nope.
No, maybe 20 minutes, half an hour. Everybody had their doc this week.
Everybody was professional?
Yes.
Bizarrely enough, when it comes to Heather Doc,
she was very professional, very helpful. I asked her, I questioned her about the NOV, so.
Yeah, all right. I mean, she sent that NOV a year and a half ago, and we filed our objection to it, and haven't heard a word since.
Well, it's what Brent called for, so it's it should be. Well, my understanding from Brent is it should be just about
the shortcoming.
Moving forward,
that's what she told me.
Oh, really? Yeah. What should be
the response to our response? And it sounds like it's going to be dismissed.
Good.
Without fines is what she's alluding to. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good.
I will keep you
posted. Because the township's plan is operating in accordance with its permits.
Correct.
And therefore, you know, it shouldn't be in violation, so.
Would have been nice to have that resolved before we switched operators at the request of the previous operator, but it wasn't, so.
Right.
As long as it gets done and there's no fines as well.
Good. All right. Well, that's all I had.
Thank you. New business, rezoning petition for LLR. Located on Fortune Tower Road, has been withdrawn, so right now I guess there's nothing moving forward with RLR.
That is correct. Mr. Stock has provided the township with a letter, and it's in your packets, saying that they formally withdrew RLR investments along Fortune Tower Road rezoning petition.
Was there any money left in the escrow account?
We are waiting until we get all bills from you and Steve at this point, so.
Okay.
And he's
I think he should have my final bill.
It's about $2,000.
Yeah. I think he should have my final bill at this
okay.
point.
Okay.
I make a motion we accept that request from Mr. Sprock on behalf of RLR Investments.
I'll second it.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Rezoning petition for Jonestown Group. Haven't heard anything since they've been in here, so no action will be taken.
I think they're kind of waiting on the board.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I think the ball's in your court, basically, so you need to decide whether or not you want to move that forward.
Oh, the rezoning means rezoning that?
To rezone that, and if you want to, we would have to, at this point, we would have to advertise it again, not for a public hearing, but unless you wanted to have a public hearing for some reason, but we would have to at this point advertise it for ordinance adoption because we're beyond, you have to adopt it within 60 days and we're beyond that at this point.
Karen, Carrie, any comments on, we know which one it is, huh?
Yeah, well, like I said, we've been on that for about 8 years, at least, maybe more.
Yeah, I don't see how a couple more, or another month or a couple more meetings is gonna make any difference. I don't think we should have any kind of decision right now.
Right.
Without the public.
Yeah, without the public.
Maybe not a public hearing, but yeah. At least a public hearing for when we make a decision.
For those who do show up, at least get a chance to comment.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point.
Yeah, I will love that.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point that, yeah.
So we'll just say no action table, we'll table that.
Right. Sounds good.
Okay.
So if we decide to do something, you still have to re-advertise.
Yeah. I have to re-advertise.
Yeah.
So you have to let me know because the advertisement has to be in there a minimum of 7 days before your meeting. So if you decide to do something in June, that means you got to let me know by the end of May.
Right.
But I think a lot of it depends on if we can have our June meetings. Yes. That's going to be the, if we can have it, we'll do it. If we can't, so we should know by the end of May whether or not we're going to open up.
Yeah, we should have a good idea from the governor's office as to what's happening.
But you need 7 days.
I need about 10 days because I need a few days to get it in 7 days before.
You want to make note of that, Brent, so Paul's made aware of.
Don't tell me on a weekend.
Well, our June meeting is on the 10th.
So I would need to know, by like May 28th or something like that.
I mean, if it turns out that Jones Todd who passed away, we waited 7 years for them, so we'd like to get it done as well so we can make the decision, but I totally agree with Carrie. It's best if we let the people that do come to meeting have their opportunity to go ahead and voice their opinion. And if it goes into July, well, then it goes into July.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you know, Paul.
All right. I'll wait to hear from you.
Okay, so with that, it'll be tabled. And Lemon Valley Conservancy is looking for a donation. Last year, we gave $1,000. That's what I think Larry Hurd's with. I think we probably gave them, we've been making a donation for the last few years, I believe.
Yes, the last few years.
I make a motion we donate $1,000 to Lemon Valley Conservancy.
No, second.
We got a motion and a motion second, donate $1,000 to Lemon Valley Conservancy. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Election day is June 2nd, 2020. If you didn't get your absentee ballots in, you better do it. I think my understanding is they're pushing so far to close to 10,000 that the county has for absentees. So, again, June 2nd, 2020, obviously it doesn't matter what whether the county stays closed or not, if the county's still closed, the election still will take place in there on June 2nd. So.
What if you got an absentee ballot, but you don't send it in, can you vote?
We've been absentee, you just have to come in the polls.
Yeah.
You don't have to fill it out, it's just, you mean to apply for one?
No, if you got one, to send it in.
No, just don't send it in.
Just so that you can come and vote.
Yeah. Send it in and show up the vote.
That's right.
And a vote different way.
Vote early, vote often.
Yeah.
I had someone call today asking about the absentee ballot. So do they call in during registration?
Yes.
And there's someone in there that they can talk to?
Yes, they're in there all day long.
Okay,
because
I gave her the phone number, so I wasn't sure, so she was going to call.
Yeah. Bills payable, general recycling, liquid fuel, street light, payroll, recreation, $168,714.56 per month. Make a motion to pay the bills.
I'll second.
Got a motion to second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Date of next Planning Commission meeting, Wednesday, June 3rd, 2020, 7 p.m. Date of next Lickdale Sewer Treatment Plan meeting, Wednesday, June 10th, 2020, 6:30 p.m. Date of next Board of Supervisors meeting, Wednesday, June 10th, 2020, 7 p.m. And since there's no public, there's no questions. You have nothing else, anybody?
Liz, just a question. Did they sell that Rosary Slaughter's house there? There's no transfer.
It's empty.
It's empty. They be cutting trees down and they have equipment on.
Best place to find out is through an assessment office.
Well, yeah.
Or deed. If I think of it tomorrow, I'll ask them. But I'm going in tomorrow.
She moved to Kentucky or something like that?
Yeah,
Tennessee.
But I thought she had sold that to a guy in the Gap, and I don't know if they did or not. There was a sign for sale that it had sold.
That was done apparently. Oh, yeah. Anybody else have any comments, questions? Being none, meeting adjourned.
French.
Yes.